Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on being generous, being magnanimous in one's ways, one's style, and at the same time, together with this trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one very great element in this is to trust in Allah ta'ala. The more that we have trust, the more trust we have in Allah ta'ala, the more it will enable us to be generous in our ways, generous in our style, because we're fully aware that the person that has given us in the first state, the person that has given us in the first place is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we show generosity as far as our wealth is concerned, as far as our style is concerned, and in today's hadith, even as far as what we think our respect is concerned, we are generous even in this matter also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only thing He'll do is He'll give us more. As far as our wealth is concerned, we are generous, He'll give us more. As far as our respect is concerned, we think we are lowering ourselves. Allah ta'ala, we're doing it for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives a person more respect. And therefore you found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that even when people were being hard with him, were being harsh with him, being difficult with him, then also Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would adopt humility and show them kindness. The only thing he did was it increased the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin, wa ma zadallahu abdan bi'afwin illa izzan, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that charity does not diminish wealth in any way. So the first part of this hadith, مَا نَقَصَدْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ, is charity does not diminish wealth in any way. Now this is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah ta'ala in the Quran mentions that as far as riba is concerned, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرُبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. This riba is so toxic, they put a little bit of riba in halal wealth, it destroys that wealth. Completely destroys, a big hole is left. You don't know where that money is gone. You don't know what happened to that big investment. Suddenly there's a hole, hundreds of millions are missing, nobody knows where it's gone. Who to blame, where to blame, where it's gone, how can it just disappear off the balance sheet? But this is what Allah Ta'ala is telling us, that يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا. Riba is such that it will destroy your wealth. وَيُرُبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And sadaqah is such, it would increase your wealth. And in this hadith we see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that sadaqah does not decrease the wealth. Now this is exactly the opposite that we see. If a person does a transfer from his account, just to give an example, does a transfer from his account, he'll see one debit going there, he'll see his balance coming down. That's what he'll see, his balance coming. This is what the eyes see. But what is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, and what Allah ta'ala mentioning to us is, it doesn't decrease your wealth. Actually, وَيُرُبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ, it is increasing one's wealth. And the other side, what we'll see is a person is earning interest, we'll see a balance, see one credit coming through, now the balance is going higher. It looks like he's getting more wealth. But the exact opposite is happening. Is when a person gives sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala is giving him back. Sometimes qualitatively, sometimes quantitatively. Qualitatively means that Allah Ta'ala will give him back in a different way. He'll give him a happy family, he'll save him from accidents, he'll save him from problems, he'll save him from worries. Sometimes you'll find a person has all the wealth in the world. This person is involved in interest. Then what happens? He thinks money is increasing, but he's got problem with the daughter-in-law, problem with the son-in-law, problem with the wife, problem with the staff at work, or sometimes he's an employee, he's got a problem with the other employees. So many different things come about. Sometimes in court cases, sometimes a person makes up in an accident, he's in hospital. So different forms it can take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from that. So that is a qualitative return that Allah ta'ala is giving. And sometimes it's quantitative. Directly a person, Allah Ta'ala will increase it. There's an increase in the barakat in the business. There's an increase in the income. Directly he's getting it. So how Allah Ta'ala gives it, it's in his prerogative, but he will definitely give a person a better return for the person that he's spending. And that person that is getting involved in interest in whichever way, he's actually destroying his return from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is the first part of the hadith. The second part of the hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that pardoning another person causes Allah Ta'ala to increase one's honor. That a person makes someone else maaf. مَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. That a person makes someone else maaf. It seems as though to forgive somebody, to make him maaf, is something that drops yourself. That he left humble himself, he forgives that person, never mind. It seems like that. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying the only thing it does is it increases the person in honor. Person even going to ask for forgiveness, it seems as though this is something that he's lowering himself, but actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing. So this first part of, actually the second part of this hadith, the first one was to do with wealth. The second is when you are pardoning someone, then Allah ta'ala is increasing you in izzat. And the last part of the hadith, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعُ اللَّهِ. And this part got to do when a person is lowering himself, he's going to ask for maaf. He did something wrong. Or even if he didn't do wrong, to go and ask for maaf. What it looks as though he's lowering himself. So the hadith is saying, no person lowers himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person humbles himself for the sake of Allah, except that Allah ta'ala will elevate him in status. Allah ta'ala will cause him to rise. You look at the nose of the aeroplane, you'll see that the nose of the aeroplane is down. The nose has to be down for that aeroplane to get elevation, for that aeroplane to get altitude. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, when a person humbles himself, he lowers himself, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him higher. Ulama explained that when a person wants to get altitude, wants to go higher and get altitude, what he needs to bring in his life, he needs to bring gratitude. He needs to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm very, very grateful for every ni'mat that you have given me. I'm not complaining at all. Whatever you've given me, I'm extremely grateful, from my iman, from my Islam, from my family, from deen, from the masajid, from the access I got to deen, all these things, from my health, from my wealth, from my children, from my job, from everything around me, Allah, every single thing. You made me of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Person just starts thinking how many ni'mat Allah ta'ala has given him, then he won't complain. So he brings gratitude. Other thing is, the person doesn't show any kind of attitude. He keeps humility in himself. He stays away from any type of foul speech, vulgar speech, being arrogant in any way. He keeps himself humble. So when he doesn't show any attitude, he shows gratitude. He doesn't depend on his own aptitude. He doesn't depend on his own abilities and think that because of my abilities I can do, my abilities will cause me to succeed. No, rather he depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seen the hadith yesterday that sahaba were moving with 12,000, and they made that one sahabi made that statement that today will not lose because of low numbers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like that. They had to go through such difficulty, such a shake-up. Because of that, Allah ta'ala wants that our tawajjuh must be on him. So when a person does this, that he does have, doesn't depend on his aptitude, he shows gratitude, and he doesn't show any type of attitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any type of attitude to any of his seniors, to any of the fellow believers in any way that is wrong, then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do in return, Allah ta'ala will give this person that altitude. He'll cause him to rise, he'll cause him to go high up. And we all want to rise, we all want to go high up, so the day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we at our highest point. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Such a simple hadith, but so beautiful. So beautiful that sadaqah does not decrease your wealth. By pardoning someone, Allah will increase your respect. And at the same time, when you humble yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you. Small things, but it has such deep meaning. May Allah give us the tawfiq of bringing it into practice. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.